Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. This is your pastor, Pastor Ola Starling, with the Anointed Word International Ministry. I'm so blessed to be here this day. It's such a beautiful day, and it is the day that the Lord has made. I'm willing to rejoice and be glad in it, thanking God for a brand new start this morning, early this morning, rising up with use and activities on my limbs and being clothed in my right mind. And I have a mind, praise God, to continue throughout this day calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm blessed, and I pray that you are as well. But today, praise God, we want to go into the Word, praise God, and kind of just talk a little about, praise God, some things, praise God, that could be a blessing to us and to those that are listening. Father, we ask right now, Lord, that you would clarify with understanding, praise God, of your words, praise God, the thing that will be spoken here today. Father God, make it, praise God, plain, praise God, to the listeners, that they may know that you love them in spite of all that they do. And this morning, praise the Lord, this afternoon, excuse me, we're going to talk about, praise God, just a little thought, not a subject, but a thought of, do you know that you, as a believer, can help birth and be in the place to give birth? Because today we're going to talk about you are God's midwife for a new birth of others. You are a midwife from new birth to others. What do you mean by that? Because what I mean by that is that you must live your life that others may see the Christ in you, that they desire to be born again in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the reason I say that, praise God, because we're going to be talking about you must be born again. Mm-hmm. You must be born again. And having purified your souls by your obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ, for just having brotherly love for one another, and honestly, you're doing it from a pure heart. And now, and since you have been born again, now you that has been born again, not of perishable seeds or anything has to do with worldly gain or imperishable through the living and the abiding of worldly stuff, but through their living and their abiding of what? The Word of God. Where are we going to be talking from? You can find me in some of the information in 1 Peter 1:22-23. Okay? Now, what we're talking about is being born again because you are considered as a midwife. You can bring forth birth, praise God, for those that are unsaved, for the unbeliever. Now, and as we know, because how do we know that? Because through living and abiding in the Word of God, all flesh is like grass, okay? And it's on its, in its own glory, like a flower that groweth and bring forth new life. But sometimes the grass withers and the flowers fall. But the Word of the Lord Jesus Christ remains what? Forever. It remains forever. And this word is the good news that we must preach, putting away all malice and all deceit and all hypocrisy and all envy and all slander and all of the evil doing. And we must become like newborn infants, longing for pure spiritual milk. And that by it, we will grow and may grow up in salvation if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. You know that the milk of the Lord's word is richly and is good to be enhanced. Amen. Now, this is the way I would like to just start off my day, just to say by feeling, you know, my feeling, not with my feeling, but knowing that God is God. And by knowing this divine truth, God's word defines truth. My feelings are just an echo and response to what my mind perceives. And sometimes, and many times, my feelings are out of sync with the truth. when that happens, and sometimes it happens, sometimes daily, every day, some measures, I try not to bind the truth, to bend the truth, to justify my imperfection, my feeling, but rather I plead with God, purify my perception of this truth and transform my feelings, O Lord, so that they are in sync with your word, which is the true word of God. And that's why I hope you are with me today, realizing if you are a born-again believer and you have been born again, you have, praise God, the same measures to be a midwife to someone else and to bring them into a new birth. Amen, amen. Amen? So sometimes I find myself feeling discouraged or pointless or unmotivated or sometimes even just stagnated or paralyzed. And in my witness of myself, you know, witness to unbelievers because of some lack of my biblical truth. I'm not saying I have it all because I'm not perfect. I'm striving for perfection. Like the fact that God's work in new birth precedes his new birth, the new birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, it proceeds and it gives forth and it brings forth saving of life or saving of an individual through faith. Then I may lift my hands, praise the Lord, and my heart to the Lord and say, oh God, oh God, oh Heavenly Father, this truth is manifested in your word because what? You granted that by your spirit I will see the truth in a way that it sets me free and I am free to engage and to what? And to work towards bringing someone else into this divine truth and to give them a new birth that they may have a new life and a new way, praise God, of knowing, praise God, in the end, if they stick with it, praise God, they will have eternal life. And it empowers me and encourages me and makes me joyful and holding up my hands in hopefulness as I pursue to be a midwife for the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord has called each and every one of us to be a witness of him to others. We are not in the Lord Jesus Christ because we felt that he did something favorable to us. We were a sinner, and we was only saved by grace. I hope you're learning with me, and I hope that you are not, praise God, giving this thing, praise God, and thinking this is just something because this is true. See, that we can only do this through the power of the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit, that we can put our flesh to death, that we can put our evil thoughts to death, and that we can sync up with the Word of God, which is the true Word of God, and hold on to God for the transformation of someone else's salvation that can match with what? The true word of God. This is why, praise God, when Nicodemus, being a mighty man that he was, praise God, came to Rabbi by night, and he said to Rabbi, I know that thou must be a man that comes from God because no one can do these things except God be in him. And he asked the Lord, he said, what must I do to be saved? And what did the Lord say to him? You must be born again. You must be born. You must come out. You must shed your earthly life and want and desire to go into your spiritual realm, which is your spiritual life. He said, you must be born again. If the Lord said that to Nicodemus, what would he say to the rest of the world today? You must be born again. I believe that the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Spirit, we must focus on the implication or what we have seen from our own personal lives, what we can believe and what we know, not what we feel, but what we know. Amen. And we know, praise God, that God brings about a new birth, or he put it in a simple term, he made old things passed away, and behold, new things will take place. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And the Bible answer to this, praise God, and it's not complicated. It tells us that people, tell the people about the good news of Jesus Christ from a heart, a loving, and a life of service. You can get the picture. You get it. Okay, of that combination. And we can find that, praise the Lord, in 2 Corinthians 4 and 5. What we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ is Lord, with ourselves as our servant for Jesus' sake, proclaiming Christ as Lord and offering ourselves as servant, not being haughty, conceited, but proclaiming Christ as Lord in our lives, that the world may see the change in our lives, that they may want to know about this blessed hope that lives within us, that they too can be part of this exciting, praise God, life that we live as Christians and followers of God. So in 1 Peter 22, we talk about the new birth. Our role is speaking the gospel of Christ from a heart of love and a life of service. Born again throughout the word of God, we must have devoted messages for the word that come to us, and let them know, praise God, the reality of the new birth emphasized from our witnessing to what God has done in our lives, that they too can become from an unbeliever to a believer. You are a midwife. When you bring others to Christ, you bring forth life. You birth life. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Jesus. And we, praise God, must live that life, that we too, praise God, will know that others can come to Christ because of the life we live in the Lord Jesus Christ. Having purified our souls by obedience to the truth, for a sincere, for a brother defending that brotherly love, loving one another earnestly, for from a pure heart, not a trashy heart, not a deceitful heart, but from a pure heart, we must learn to love one another as Christ has loved us. We must learn that. Amen. To be obedient, praise God, to the word. The obedience to the truth refers to the faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ. The truth is the gospel of Christ. And obedience to the gospel is the faith in Christ. And for a sincere love of the brethren is the outcome and the fruits of the new birth. Many of us today, we are not our brother's keeper anymore. We are not. The Lord asked the question, are you your brother's keeper? Many of us don't even have a, we wouldn't even dare say yes because we are too concerned about ourselves. We are self-centered Christians. We are not concerned about anybody else getting saved. Praise the Lord, and it's a nut, praise God, and it's a shameful thing that they can go to the house of God and not even be an act of they saved, or do they want the Lord Jesus as Savior in their life. That's not in the question anymore, because if you look around, praise the Lord, everybody is considered as being saved. Doesn't matter what you do, where you come from, how you act, what you into, everybody is saved. I heard one man say, we was born saved, and I differ with you, sir. Because we were born in iniquity and sin, did our mother conceive us. We were born in sin. We must come to Christ to get that new life, that new birth that I'm speaking about today. You must come through the Lord Jesus Christ in order to get that experience. Hallelujah to somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is probably the most important verse in the Bible concerning the relationship between the new birth and the role, and how it comes about to other people. How it comes about to other people. You have been born again through the living and the abiding of the Word of God. That's how you got it. In other words, the seed that God used to create new life is spiritually dead. Unbelieving hearts is the seed of the word. You have been born again, not out of perishable seed, but out of what? The true spirit of the living God, which is the word that abides in you. What he's saying to us today, we need to be more, praise God, aware of, praise God, how we live our lives, because others see us, and they too, praise God, wonder, what God are we saving? Or they can either say, what God are you saving? Or I want to be a part of the God are you saving, that you're serving. Praise the Lord, excuse me. But the implication, we need to make sure we see that the word of God is, there are different ways to understand the word of God. But I heard the word say about all thou getting, don't get understanding. The world was created by the word of God in Hebrews 11:3. Jesus called the word of God in John 1:1-14. The Ten Commandments are called the word of God in Mark 7:13. The promises to Israel was called the word of God in Romans 9:6. But now Peter is very specific now what he means in verse 23. By the word of God through which we are born again. Now this is what he says. This is the word, people. This is the word. First he said is a living and abiding. You have been born again. And through the living and abiding word of God, the word is living because it has the divine power to give, come on somebody, hallelujah, new life. It has the power to erase your old sinful life and give you new life. My goodness. And the word of God is abiding. Because once it creates life, it sustains it forever. That's a life that everyone ought to want to have. A life that you can get that can sustain you forever. In Isaiah, praise the Lord, 46:8, he explains and supports this claim as Peter said about the word of God. For all flesh is like grass and all its glory, like the flowers of grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of God remains forever. Everything is going down, but the word of God. I remember the word of God said, not one tittle of his word shall be passed away. Not one word shall fall to the ground. Not one word shall fall without Christ. It will not fall because his word stands forever. Amen. And the word of God, it flourishes. It gives joy. It doesn't just last for a moment. The word of God is everlasting. But the word of God is life itself. The life it creates lasts forever. And because the life-creating and life-sustaining word lasts forever, Peter tells us what he's saying. What he's referring to in this phrase, my friend, the word of God, he says, is the last part of the verse 25 in 1 Peter. And his word is the good news that was preached to you. The good news that was preached to you, that the imperishable seed, that the living and the abiding word of God through which you were born again. See, you can't be born again until you repent and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord. And then the word began to have a space in your life to take growth that you may have, praise God, the substance of the faith of God, which is the word, to live by. You cannot live a holy life or you cannot receive a new birth until you come through Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So the way God brings about the new birth is through death. He died. He dead. His birth is death. Unbelieving hearts is by the gospel, the good news. You can only get it through the death of Jesus Christ. And the news is this: Christ, the Son of God, died in our place. You could have died, but your death wouldn't have meant nothing. It wouldn't have meant anything because what? He was our substitute to pay the price for all of our sins and to accomplish perfect righteousness and to endure and remove all of God's wrath and raise from the dead triumph over death for our eternal life and joy in his presence. And all of this offered freely through faith alone in Jesus Christ alone. That's the good news. To this day, thousands and thousands of years later, it remains the greatest news, hallelujah, the greatest news in the world. Hey, Yahasha, thank you, Father. The greatest news in the world. And there are millions, trillions, near and far, who do not know this news. Jesus Christ died that you may live. He died that those that received him as their Lord and Savior, that they may become midwives to others that don't know who Jesus Christ is and realize that there is a new birth that must take place before they can claim him as their Lord and Savior. We must go back to our original way, praise God, of doing, which the Lord gave us to go out. He said, I pray therefore that you will send forth laborers into the vineyard, because the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. You are a laborer. You are to go forth and bring forth birth, to be a midwife. You are to birth, hallelujah, new souls into the kingdom of God. How do you do that? You do that by becoming a true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And as you become a true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you begin to bring forth and give birth, praise God, by sharing news of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they do not have to live in sin. The Bible says, any man be lost, he is lost because the devil has blinded him from the truth. You have been set forth, believers, to be a light, a birther, to be a midwife, to bring those that are trapped out of darkness. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. To bring them out of darkness into the marvelous light. Born again through what? The living and the abiding word of the gospel. Peter says, you are chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellency of him who called you, hallelujah, out of darkness into the marvelous light. Now, if he did it for you, then he can do it for others. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God brought you. He brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light by the word of God, the gospel. And now in his marvelous light, what are we to do? Why are we here? One critical reason why this age remains, that you may proclaim the excellency of him who called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. We're in that marvelous light, people, of the love of the Lord Jesus Christ and the power and the wisdom of Christ, so that our joy in that marvelous light may be fulfilled through proclaiming the excellency of Christ unto others. We're not called out to keep our mouths closed. We're not called out to sit and judge and look at people and think you got it doesn't belong to anyone else. You are called to be, praise God, a good news barrier to those that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ and those that dare to hear him and can't hear him while they're sitting in their sanctuaries. Hallelujah. We already know that through the Lord Jesus Christ is the way out. It is the way out. And one of the reasons, praise the Lord, that we must do this is because we have a charge to keep at our hands, and we have a God to glorify. America is so entertaining. The thought of desperation, eternal spiritual need is hard for us to feel, let alone we talk about it. The world is just too interesting into making ourselves uncomfortable with the thought about perishing people. They go, why are you talking about that? Because God is not like that. He's not going to do that because he's not that type of God. If he didn't spare the angels, my friend, he would not spare you. So perhaps, praise the Lord, God will delay his coming. That you make me considering to be how much, have just birth as many as you can. Be just as busy as you can being a midwife for the Lord Jesus Christ. And remember, the word save you, it will surely save someone else. We must move towards the kindness and the joyfulness and be courageous. Not be afraid to deal with some of the concrete things of life or the hardships in life or talk to people about the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is willing. But we must be willing and obedient to the call of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's put away all malice and deceit and hypocrisy and evil and slandering. And let's do what the Word of God has asked. Like newborn infants, longing for the pure spiritual milk, that by it we may give to the unsaved, that they may grow up in salvation, that they may taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. He's not only good, my people, but he's indescribable delicious. He's indescribable delicious. And we must understand that we will be, praise God, judged for the work that we do. Faith without works is dead. We must work, not just have the faith. And I say to you today, my people, we must be about our Father's business. This is why the Lord has given you the title to become a midwife. Birth in the kingdom. Birth to the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell the unsaved about the Lord Jesus Christ. Invite them, praise God, into a new life. The Lord is standing with outstretched arms. He is saying to you today, if ever you want to, you come. I'm here. Come as you are, and I'll in no wise cast you out. I won't turn you away. I won't cast you out. There is a serious need, and we will spread the need, the seed of the gospel, the mighty generating power, hallelujah. If we taste that the Lord is good, we must let someone else taste it as well. The Lord is the light. The Lord is our treasure. The Lord is our meat and our milk and our water, our wine. But may God loose your tongue and make you bold and gospel tellers, because we must be drunken with the Spirit, which is the Word of God, to share the good news. Jesus is coming back. If you desire, praise God, you're not ready today. You need to ask him even at this moment Lift your hands, open your mouth, and say to him, Father, I believe that you died, and I believe that you were raised from the dead. The Bible says if you can confess it with your mouth and you believe it in your heart that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Not maybe, might be, could be, but thou shalt be saved. Let this be the day of your salvation. The word of God said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart, for it is the day of salvation. I pray that you are blessed with this word today. And until this time, next time, I ask that you keep prayerful, and we will speak again. You be blessed. God bless you.